Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. South Sudan's former First Vice President Riek Machar has fled to the neighboring country of Democratic Republic of Congo. Spokesman Farhan Haq says the UN mission was asked to help transfer Machar and others to a location inside the DRC.
We can confirm that an operation was undertaken by MONUSCO on humanitarian grounds to facilitate the extraction of Riek Machar, his wife, and 10 others from a location in the DRC in support of the DRC authorities.
Machar has been in hiding since early July following clashes between his supporters, government troops in South Sudan's capital that left more than 300 dead. Russian Prosecutor General's office has added two U.S.-based non-governmental organizations to its list of foreign NGOs whose activities are deemed undesirable in Russia. The office says the work of the International Republican Institute and the Media Development Investment Fund poses a threat to Russia's constitution and security. The IRI says its programs encourage democracy. The MDIF provides assistance to independent news and information businesses. Twitter says during the last 6 months, it has suspended 235,000 accounts for promoting terrorism. Company says that brings the total number of suspensions to 360,000 since the middle of 2015. Obama administration says a $400 million cash payment to Iran 7 months ago was contingent on the release of a group of American prisoners. It is the first time the U.S. government was so clearly linked the two events. State Department says the negotiations were held separately. This is VOA News. Russian government says it is ready to support